Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God has always demanded that human beings worship Him. He commanded Cain and Abel to offer animal sacrifices to Him. We know God commanded an animal sacrifice because of the teaching of the book of Hebrews. The inspired writer affirmed, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaks." Hebrews 11:4. Since faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17, we know God spoke to Cain and to Abel, or Abel could not have acted by faith. In addition, Abel obtained witness that he was righteous. Righteousness is defined by God's word, not by man's preferences. Many of the Israelites in Isaiah's day apparently believed that offering animal sacrifices would meet the Lord's requirements for worship, even if they live for the devil in between their worship activities. The Lord asked His people, "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me?" Isaiah 1:11. Does God need those sacrifices? God had required animal sacrifices, but the sacrifices were of no value unless the people were holy and righteous. Why were they bringing their sacrifices? Were they striving to earn God's favor, or were they sincerely trying to please God? The Lord asked Saul and the Israelite people, "Does God have as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." 1 Samuel 15:22. We must remember that our sacrifice is acceptable to God only if it is offered in sincerity and in truth, and if we have clean hands and a pure heart. Those of us who live under the New Covenant must remember the lessons we have learned from the Old Testament. One of the lessons we must remember is that God does not accept worship that is not offered in harmony with His will. If we engage in worship practices that are not authorized, or if we are insincere in our worship, God does not accept that worship. Our Lord stressed that truth in His discussion with the scribes and Pharisees. "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draws near unto me with their mouth, and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15:7-9. In these verses, Jesus gave a comprehensive definition of hypocrisy. "This people draws near unto me with their mouth, and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Jesus reserved His strongest condemnation for those who were hypocritical. On one occasion, He told His disciples, "The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you do, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not." Matthew 23:1-3. The scribes and Pharisees in Christ's day were scrupulously devoted to worship in their synagogues, but they did not live all that differently from those who professed no religion. According to Jesus, they were like whitewashed tombs that indeed appear beautiful on the outside, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Matthew 23:27. Every Lord's Day, Christians who desire to worship God acceptably must give of our means, eat the Lord's Supper, sing praises to God, pray to our Father in heaven, and engage in the study of His Word. But is that all God demands of the ones who desire to have His approval of our worship? Must we not be sincere in our efforts to please God? Can we live for the devil during the week and have God's approval just because we worship on the Lord's Day? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.